It's now time for our weekly Your Money, Your Community feature with the Harmer Group. Our very own Paul Rellinger caught up with Chad Harmer.
The purpose for the Harmer Group and the reason that it was created was really to bridge that space between real estate and an individual's financial plan. Because it makes sense for so many of us, especially in Canada, our real estate, our house, is it's our nest egg, or the vast majority of our nest egg, right? And so for a lot of people, there were gaps in their planning piece. And that's where the Harmer Group comes in.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, when we talk about equity, you know, what holds more equity than a home that one owns? But that's equity that homeowners can turn to their advantage over the course of years, I suppose.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And for some, they want to stay in their home as they move into retirement. And so there are certain tools and strategies that we can use to access that equity, to utilize that equity towards funding retirement or whatever other goals someone may have.
Now, the Harmer Group also lists properties. It's, you know, you have realtors that on staff. So to be clear, there's that part of the business where, if people are looking to buy a property, like many other realtors, you know, that service is available through the Harmer Group. But then you have this other arm that you're talking about where it connects with your financial plan. So it's kind of like one-stop shopping for people who are not only looking for a home and can find one through the Harmer Group's, realty arm, but also have a long range plan for what happens after they buy their home.
That's right. That's right. So the idea, there's a team of six of us, and the idea is to take all the puzzle pieces and help them fit together without creating or missing any gaps along the way. And so, yes, we deal in selling properties, purchasing properties, investors. We deal with in the whole realm of real estate.
What are you hearing, if anything, from clients in terms of, I don't know, I don't know if concerns is the right word, but just, you know, questions about what their home purchase means to them or to their portfolio in terms of what's possible?
Yeah, there's a lot of questions right now, especially. Obviously, we're seeing a lot happening in the economy, both with tariffs coming over from the United States, as well as interest rates still being higher than they were for a long period of time. And our unemployment rate is also increasing. So there's a lot of fear surrounding kind of what to do, whether that be at the point of wanting to downsize and selling or purchasing your first home or investments. And that's really where the planning piece comes into play. Everyone's in a different scenario. Everyone has a different specific goal. And so while we can kind of paint with a broad brush as to there's a lot of value in the market right now, at the same time, we want to make sure we're looking at each individual and creating a plan based off of what their needs are. So yes, there's a lot of uncertainty in the market. Certainly not the end of anything. It's just about kind of finding the light at the end of the tunnel, but more specifically, the path for that individual to get to where they want to be.
Chad, thank you so much. I really appreciate this, and we appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Paul. I appreciate it.